Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. Pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in than anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But you
but you.
91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
drive around again. One hand on the wheel, one in your mouth. Turn me on and turn me down. Baby, you're a vampire. You want blood, and I promise I'm a brave liar with a savior complex. All the skeletons you hide, show me. We'll be right back.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up? Just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I got home.
Barcelona, in a south side van, with the radio switching station set on scan. Mark and Pete were talking, Harold Tribune on my lap, scan scores, Northern War, and went back to thinking of crawling toward the east, crawling toward the east. If it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you. I woke up against my wishes, boombox outside my door, like I've been awakened a thousand times before. I was blind about science, the MC Rhyme Mad Cow, more in doubt, the late Lance Loud, and the all new Threes crowd. I'm heading for the blues, crawling toward the east. And if it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you. Woke up, it was a gentle morning, and the first thing that I heard was your daddy talking like I was a fool. Talking about evil, talking about God, much, much about that guy. Martin Sheen played in the dead zone. I'm heading for the blues, crawling toward the east. Yeah, and if it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King, on radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
We'll be right back. It's a hard road when no one's looking after you. Where's the time to turn? had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically, I am still dying. Technically, you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story. Except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale,
and you're listening.